last week there were two remarkably anti-Catholic outbursts in the public forum. The first one took place in the pages of the U.S. News and World Report. It was an article by columnist Jamie Stein, and she claimed that the U.S. Supreme Court is dangerously packed now with Catholics who have a notoriously hard time separating church from state and who can't seem to refrain themselves from imposing their views on others. This was prompted, of course, by Justice Sotomayor's decision, she's a Catholic, to give the Little Sisters of the Poor a little legal breathing space, because the Little Sisters were opposed to the demands of the HHS mandate. Now, here's the thing about that assessment. Even a moment's reflection would reveal that the HHS thing is not a question of the church asserting itself against the state, but just the contrary. Talk about imposition, not the imposition of the church on state, but just the contrary. More to it, that American citizens who happen to be Catholic nuns make a legal appeal, which is supported by a justice of the Supreme Court, how any of that constitutes an imposition, she'll have to explain to me. Well, the very irrationality of this position is what led many, including myself, to say this is a good example of an anti-Catholic prejudice, which is rarely far from the surface in American life. The second example of this anti-Catholic outburst was even more startling and more dramatic. It was Andrew Cuomo, who's the governor of New York, on a radio interview program saying that anyone that holds to a pro-life position or is opposed to the legal support of gay marriage is not welcome in the state of New York. Now, he didn't say they're wrong. He didn't say they're misguided. He didn't say we should mount good political arguments against them or we should organize ourselves politically against them, all of which are legitimate positions within an open polity like ours. What he said was they're not welcome here. They are to be excluded from civil society. As many pointed out, this automatically means about 48% of America is not welcome in the state of New York, including, presumably, Andrew Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, who said famously years ago that he's personally opposed to abortion. So he's making a very aggressive move against most of the country, or much of the country, and against his own father. Again, the irrationality of the position is what leads us to suspect that what underlies it is a deep anti-Catholic prejudice. Even though, of course, Cuomo is nominally a Catholic, that has little to do with it. There's still an anti-Catholicism in that viewpoint. Now, as any historian of American culture knows, you don't have to go very far to find this strain within the American system. Go back to the founding fathers, and you'll find a lot of pretty strongly worded anti-Catholicism. John Adams, whom I deeply admire, but there's a famous reflection he has on going to Mass when he was in Philadelphia. And just to kind of see what was happening, and he was enthralled by the Catholic Mass, but he's like, oh, it's a miracle that we're able to wrench ourselves away from this display, this medieval display. Then come up into the 19th century, of course, you have during the era of immigration when so many Catholics were coming from Germany and from Southern Europe and Eastern Europe, there was a very strong reaction on the part of a lot of these American establishment against this influx of Catholics. And you have, for example, the Know Nothing Party and others that were organized in an explicitly anti-Catholic way. And lest you think it was only, real extremists and yahoos who held to these anti-Catholic views in the 19th century, look at people like Ulysses Grant. I mean, makes a very strong anti-Catholic set of speeches. Then in the early 20th century, someone like Woodrow Wilson, these great American statesmen, but deliver themselves of fiercely anti-Catholic rhetoric. Now, come up to 1960, some will say, well, that's when it all ended, when JFK, the first Catholic, was elected president. Well, I'd say yes and no. JFK, as I've said many times before, was much more of a privatized Catholic. His Catholic faith was taken really out of the public arena. And so his being elected was like, well, that's all right. That's the kind of Catholic that we can tolerate. But I think you can find this very deep anti-Catholicism coming up on a regular basis, and you certainly saw it last week. Here's what I find really disturbing about it, though, is increasingly how anti-Catholicism is being borne by and expressed through that most fundamental of American institutions, namely the law. We are a very litigious society. Law means a lot to Americans. We are shaped by the law. The law sanctions those things that we want to keep at bay. the law structures in many ways our sense of our corporate identity. Well, watch increasingly today how Catholics are finding themselves on the wrong side of the law. So obviously the, you know, Roe v. Wade thing, that's been a long struggle. But the HHS is a very startling example of it, where now Catholics will find themselves athwart this, very pervasive legal requirement. Gay marriage is a third example, you know, where those who oppose gay marriage, not oppose gay people, but oppose gay marriage, find themselves on the wrong side of a legal statute. Well, that's dangerous in America. That's dangerous in a country where law means so much. And see, that's why the Andrew Cuomo outburst is particularly chilling. Because here you have a governor of a major state. This is not a minor figure in our polity. This is a governor of a major state. A legislator, this is a lawmaker at a very high level who's saying, I want, essentially, anyone that holds to the Catholic view on these things to be excluded from the civil society. Well, see, that's a dangerous business. Because if you can use the law to do that, well, you can do so then in a very aggressive way. Something else I find interesting in regard to Cuomo, of course, his father, as I mentioned, famously, this is now 30 years ago, you know, said that I'm personally opposed to abortion, but it doesn't affect my public decision making. How quickly, from father to son, how quickly we go from a privatizing of Catholic values now to an aggressive move against them. I'm against it personally. I'm going to privatize my conviction. We go from that in one generation to I'm now aggressively opposed to it. I want those people out of my state. See, that's a very dangerous scenario. That's a very dangerous trajectory. But you can see it very clearly in the movement from Mario to Andrew Cuomo. And see, again, I'm addressing here not just Catholics. This should bother anybody in an open society such as ours, supposedly open society. Should bother anybody when the law, in principle, can be used against Catholics. Because then things shift around a little bit. Watch out. The law can be used against anybody.